Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun. The old king gave a party, brought the vessels of the Lord. They drank till nobody there was sober. What really stopped the band was when God sent a hand that wrote upon the wall, the party's over.
Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun.
Lifeboats waiting, get on board today.
Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun.
The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun.
Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun.
The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun.
Over the years, I've been teaching on the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. And another subject I've taught on was assurance of salvation, getting to know the Lord your God. And when you study churches today, they don't seem to be teaching on these subjects. Another subject that is neglected by most churches is the subject on hell, the eternal lake of fire, the judgment of God. As we get closer to the end, we need to let people know that there is a judgment. God is going to judge those who reject him. There is a sure way of salvation. When a person becomes born again by the Spirit of God, he then becomes a part of God. He then is a new creation in Christ Jesus. And also at the same time, the Bible teaches us we should look for that blessed hope, the soon appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the problem is, many churches do not teach on these subjects, and they want to pussyfoot around the things that really matter. It's almost as if many churches have gone to sleep just so that they can have some meeting on Sunday for the people to get together to keep their money situation going, and thus the church has gone to sleep. This is why we're seeing such upheaval today. People are totally scared out of their minds because of Corona 19. They don't know what to expect. They don't know whether they're going to live or die. But there's much more beneath the surface for the children of God to pray for and to bring forth into so that people will recognize. Christians don't seem to pay attention to the child trafficking that's going on. They don't seem to pay attention to the corruption in the governments where pedophilia is practiced by many of the government officials. They don't seem to pay attention that the homosexual community is invading the churches. So God is starting to wake the church up. We need to bring this forth because the Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 9 in verse 28, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And I will teach on this today, but before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth of what's going on. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you, Lord, that you will bless the listener in Jesus' name. Over the years, as a pastor and a teacher, the Lord has brought to my attention of what's going on in North America. The child pedophilia that is going on is completely unnerving and completely out of control, and it's starting to be brought to the front. The many, many millions of children that are being used as sex slaves, and in some cases and in many cases, they are being sacrificed. They are being used like animals, caged up in places where they are hidden from public view. It's starting to come to the surface. People are starting to report it. I've been reading about this for the last 20 to 30 years. The first time I got the knowledge of stuff like that is when I read a book called He Came to Set the Captives Free by Rebecca Brown. It really shook my mind to see and understand what's going on underneath. The governments of this world are not what they seem to be. You need to start paying attention, because what we are seeing happening in the States today is far deeper than just a fight between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Democrats are being shown for what they are, and that is in all countries. It's all over the world. God is bringing this terrible scourge that has swept the globe. That is the way they use children as for unimaginable things. It'll hit the news very shortly, and people will stand in amazement and completely in shock at what is going on. We will see many, many high-ranking government officials being brought out and exposed for what they are. We can already see that in Hollywood, as Hollywood stars are being exposed for being into child pornography and even into child molestation and child sacrifice. These are the things that are starting to really appear on YouTube and on Facebook. I've been studying this over the years, and I cannot wait for that stuff to be exposed. The Lord Jesus Christ has told his church to be alert, to pray, to be in the Holy Spirit, so that he can reveal to them what is going on. But many, many have neglected the Spirit of the living God. They don't believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, so God cannot speak to them. Thus, these things go on unnoticed by the masses. God will have to someday bring his church to account. They will have to give an account of what they refused to recognize, even though it was right out in the open. The Bible teaches us in Titus chapter 2 in verse 11, "For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our God and our Savior Jesus Christ." That's what should be our reasonable service, denying ungodly lusts and worldly lusts, and live soberly and righteously. Over the years, I have gotten into the deliverance ministries, and it did not take long for me to really find out what is going on all around us. The demonic activity is unbelievable. And then you start hearing stories when people start to tell you what they have been involved in, and it is not pretty. For you see, when people reject the power of God, then they do not see or understand the things that are going on around them. They don't even believe that such things existed. They believe that God is in control and everything what he wants will happen, and nothing will happen unless God allows it. Well, God has given us this planet to rule and reign. The pedophilia that is going on all over is completely out of control. And this is God's will for this planet? I don't think so. The abortion clinics are killing people by children by the millions. This is the will of God? For those of you who think that God is whatever is happening is the will of God, they better think twice about that, because God will one day hold you accountable for even thinking like that. For he has given us this planet to rule and to replenish. And if we allow it in our lazy attitude to simply disintegrate, then we will have to give an account. The Bible teaches us, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sin and heal their land. So this is a sin. It's a sin to neglect the things that are happening all around us. In Titus chapter 2 in verse 14, he gives himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So this is what God did for us. He made us pure. He made us a peculiar people. We should be able to make a difference on this planet. But as we look upon the world scene, we can see that the Christians are being dragged into the world system. Instead of being a peculiar people, they are being just like the rest of the world, accepting what the world accepts. This is why the governments are passing these strange rules. This is why same-sex marriage came into law here in Canada and in the States, because the church didn't care. This is why the abortion clinics are doing such brisk business because the church doesn't care. They don't care what happens in the government. They don't care what happens in their towns. And then they bring these laws to the front. If people would be vigilant, if they would be on their face before God, then God would heal our land and not allow these things to come in. And then we have religion that pretends to be Christianity. That is the biggest scourge that has hit North America. Religion is something that leads many, many people away from God. Because they teach that we have to do this for God, we have to do that for God, we have to be good people, and then we'll enter into the kingdom. No, you do not enter into the kingdom of God because you're good or because you live a godly life. You enter into the kingdom of God because you become born again. It tells us this, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by washing and regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is how we get into the kingdom. For you see, trying to do good will never get you into heaven. You have to become a child of the kingdom of God. You have to become one of God's children. It says that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. What is an heir? An heir is somebody that inherits the kingdom. We have been made heirs of God. It's like my own children. When I'll pass from this scene, my own children will be the benefactors of what I leave behind, regardless how much I leave behind or how little I leave behind. They'll be the ones that'll benefit from that. And this is how it works in the kingdom. If you're an heir of God, you are going to be the benefactor when God comes for his children. And then it tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2 in verse 9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, which have now not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. For you see, we were a part of that dark kingdom once upon a time until we became a royal priesthood. We became a chosen generation, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And that's what many, many Christians do not understand. Instead of accepting what God made us, they're trying to achieve it by themselves. And the reason, the problem with this is, if you are trying to somehow achieve it by yourself, you cannot focus on the things that God has called you to do. And what has God called us to do? It is to expose the sins of the people. It is to expose the pedophilia that is going on. It is to come against the abortions and the same-sex marriage and all these things that are taking over the country. God has called us to be the salt of the earth, but many Christians don't even know if they're salt or not. So this is why we are in this stage that we're in right now. And on the next segment of this program, I will again show you how God is going to deliver us from this by pouring out his Spirit and he himself exposing the horrors that are taking place upon this earth. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
Come ye sinners, lost and lonely, Jesus' blood.
I got into the deliverance ministry, I began to see things that are written in the Word of God, in the Gospels of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. I began to see demons manifesting themselves, like just like they did when they met up with Jesus. They would cry out, those demons would cry out, they would wither on the ground. It's the people that are taken over by devils that cannot control themselves. They scream, they swear, and they bark like dogs. They do different kind of things. And just before I got into this deliverance ministry, God showed me a missionary from Africa. He led me to a missionary from Africa that wrote a book that explained how it works. They would cast out devils from Christians that would roar like lions. They would bark like dogs. They would even act like soldiers. They would operate like monkeys, jumping around on the ground and rolling around and screaming. Yes, these things happen when the power of God meets the power of darkness. Just like in the Gospels of Jesus, when Jesus meets up with the demonic, they scream out. But Jesus, in most cases, forbids them to even speak so they don't rile the people up. I will give you a little example out of Mark chapter 1 in verse 23. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And this is how it works. When darkness hits light, there is a reaction. We all remember years ago a church called the Toronto Blessing, who many of the churches made fun of and simply came against, where people were barking like dogs, they were rolling around the ground, laughing hysterically. And this is exactly what happened. The power of God was so present that those people just tried to, they would simply try to get away from those who were ministering to them, screaming and barking and rolling around on the ground. That's what happens when Jesus meets the demonic realm. They cannot take his presence. This is what happens in a powerful prayer meeting of God, when God's people get together and there's somebody there that is full of the demonic realm. I have experienced these things. I have seen them myself. And by the grace of God, I was educated enough to know what to do about it and to understand and to explain these things to the people that were there. So God wants us to get ready, because we are heading for a time when the power of God will move upon this planet. People will be touched. And those who have demons will start to manifest. It may be in your very own houses. It may be in your very churches. It may be at whatever event you are. Whenever God will be brought to the front, whenever there's going to be a ministry going on, you have to expect something like that to happen. Because this is going to become the norm in the very near future. People are going to manifest who they really are, whether they really belong to God or whether they're following the world being filled with the demonic presence. So Christianity is very complex. You may say Christians cannot have demons. I want to ask you a question. Would you cast out a demon from an unsaved person? I would not, because the next day he would be back with seven worse devils than he is. No, you cast a demon out of a Christian that wants to be free so he can be rid of those devils. And what are demons doing? Dear, that's why Christians are into pornography. That's why they're into homosexuality. That's why they're into all sorts of drug addictions and alcohol addictions. It's because of the demonic realm that is living in them. And they need to be set free, for we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. So people need to open their eyes to these truths. These things are going to come upon us. God has called us to be the ones that will help those people and to be get ready for it. Study the word. Get to know that these things are for real. They're not just some fairy tale that you read somewhere. So let the Lord open your heart to these things and make you ready for the war that is to come in the very near future. Let him open your heart and make you a blessing.
Amen. Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbach, Manitoba, R5G1M2.
You are my strength when